Last week, we talked about Americans taking college classes and completing study programs online. That is, with the help of computers and over the internet. The United States Department of Education has noted the growing popularity of online degree programs, what it called distance education. It reported that 14% of all students at American colleges and universities studied through such programs in 2014. Leanne is one of those students. Her goal was to earn a master's degree in nursing from George Washington University in Washington, D.C. She signed up for the university's online program in 2014. She asked VOA not to share her last name because she has yet to complete her studies. Leanne chose to study online for many of the same reasons that other students do. She was working full-time and did not want to move away from her job and family to continue her education. Leanne liked that she was able to study whenever and however much she wanted. But while the program met her needs at first, Leanne feels there are things she did not get from studying online. She earned her undergraduate degree from a traditional face-to-face study program at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Leanne says physically being in a classroom helps build a strong connection between students and their professors. She says in some ways she liked taking control and leading her own studies. But many times she also felt lost without that special connection.
In the end, there's really no substitute for the exchanges that actually happen in a classroom. And I think that to some extent, I missed out on that, and I would have liked to have had that experience. So if I were to do it again, I don't know that I would have made the same decision. I think it maybe would have been worth making a little bit more sacrifice in terms of the convenience and the finances to have a more rich learning experience where you really get to exchange with your professors and develop your skills.
In addition, it may not be just a student's learning that suffers in a distance learning program. There is some concern about what future employers think about an online degree. Public Agenda is a nonprofit research organization in the United States. In 2013, the group reported on a study of over 600 people working for American companies. They were responsible for filling positions at these businesses. The study looked at what these employment specialists thought about online degree programs. 56% said they were more likely to offer jobs to people with a more traditional college experience, where students and teachers meet face-to-face. 42% said they thought students in online programs learned less than those in traditional programs. And 39% of those questioned said they thought online programs were easier to complete. Allison Cadleck is a senior vice president of Public Agenda. She says the numbers may have changed a little over the past 4 years as online programs become more popular. But there are still strong critical opinions about what online programs can do for students.
There is a kind of traditional bias about what education should be, and technology and life and work and everything show what's problematic about that hundreds-year-old model of education. But it's still something that's so ingrained in who we are and how we think about higher education.
Kadlec says it is hard for people to change their ideas about higher education from a professor teaching students in a classroom. Also, some employers may have limited understanding of what is possible through an online program. Many people think studying online just means watching videos of teachers talking. Yet technology is always changing. Computer programs may someday educate and test students in ways human teachers cannot. However, Kadlec notes, until there are widely accepted standards for online programs as there are for traditional ones, critical opinions will likely remain. Students like Leanne choose online programs because their lives are already complex or difficult. And having employers value their degrees less than a traditional college education only makes things more difficult for them. Also, there appears to be a barrier for online programs becoming more widely accepted. If more well-known, high-quality schools start offering such programs, employers will likely consider the two methods as equal. But the high cost to create high-quality online programs suggests this will not be easy. The WICHE Cooperative for Educational Technologies studies online learning. The group released a study on the cost of creating online programs in February. It asked administrators at 197 colleges to report on the costs of 21 different components needed to operate the two programs. This included the cost of paying professors to design materials and testing. At all the colleges, administrators noted that 9 of the components generally cost more than for traditional programs. 12 of the components cost about the same. Nothing in any online program cost less. Russ Poulin helped create the study. He says the reason costs are so high for online programs is all the extra steps they require. In a traditional program, the main cost is the professor, who designs the study materials, and the building where the class is taught. But if many professors take turns teaching in the same rooms, the cost of the building is shared by all the students in those classes. While online programs may not require a classroom, there are other requirements. Online programs require computer engineers to design programs to present the lesson materials. Online programs can often reach more students than a class taught in a building, but this means professors need more teaching assistants than they normally would. Also, physical universities can offer support services like study aids, libraries, and other research centers. Many online programs have not yet found ways to offer such services at a lesser or equal cost, Poulin says. The study found that costs for students in online programs were lower at only about 6% of the schools. And Poulin adds that schools cannot simply pass these costs on to students.
We really have reached a point, whether it's distance education or in the face-to-face education, where you can raise the price to the student so long that they're able to absorb it up to a point. And really, we're starting to hear the pain being expressed by the students in terms of they can't pay back loans or they can't afford even to come in.
Poulin and Cadlick agree that as technology changes and becomes less costly, some of these problems may solve themselves. More students are choosing online college programs over traditional programs every year. But there is still a ways to go before online and traditional programs operate on the same level. I'm Pete Musto.